KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have rain, and it's 37 degrees here at Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, do be careful if you're planning on heading out to the west or northwest this morning in your travels. We have accidents being reported in northwest Iowa around the Salix area, and closest to our southwest between Oakland and McClelland, I should say. The Iowa DOT reports that Highway 6 in Pottawatomie County is blocked at this hour due to numerous crashes between County Road L-52 or near McClelland and Quick area and U.S. Highway 59 near Oakland. There are numerous crashes and traffic is being rerouted from Oakland down Highway 59 south to Highway 92 and then to the east or west, depending on which way you happen to go, and from the L-52 near Quick to Highway 92 as well. The Iowa Department of Transportation also reports Interstate 29 in Woodbury County near Salix is blocked this morning due to numerous accidents caused by icy roads. The incidents have occurred between exit 127 and exit 134. There is a winter weather advisory that's in effect until 10 a.m. today for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties, and that advisory is in effect for light freezing rain. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 3 p.m. today for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, and Greene counties for a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. The precipitation is spreading to the east-northeast and is expected to end in the advisory areas by around 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. And because of the slick road conditions in western Iowa, we do have several schools that are starting 2 hours late. That includes a 2-hour late start for the Audubon Community School District, where there is also no morning pre-kindergarten. 2-hour late starts today in Boyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, and Coon Rapids Bayard. Also no morning preschool at CRB this morning. Denison, Exira EHK, IKM Manning, and Harlan, along with the Shelby County Catholic Schools, are all 2 hours late today. Tri-Center and Woodbine are running 2 hours late. And West Harrison, they're closed for today. The classes in West Harrison, Mondamin are closed for today. Those are the latest school-related announcements to pass along to you due to the weather. In other news, a special meeting has been scheduled for the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors. The board will meet at noon today at the Council's chambers at City Hall. Action items or new business includes those pertaining to parks capital improvement funds for matching funds toward the Schulberg Recreation Area as needed for an enhanced Iowa CAT grant application. Last week, the Atlantic City Council agreed to commit $100,000 toward the project and the Cass County Board of Supervisors, $25,000, both as part of matching funds applied toward the grant application. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasselm will also provide the Parks and Rec Board with an update on the Sunnyside ice skating rink. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports a public hearing will be held next week on the designation of a 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area and on a proposed urban renewal plan and projects. The hearing will be held January 18th at 8:45 a.m. at the Cass County Courthouse, and that would be during the Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting. The hearing is on the question of designating as the 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area, as described in Chapter 403 of the Iowa Code, herein referred to as the Urban Renewal Area. A list of certain real property situated in Cass County bearing property tax parcel identification numbers as of January 1st is available under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. It includes all of the right-of-way of Echo Road from and including its intersection with Olive Street on the east and continuing west and including its intersection with Buck Creek Road, and all of the right-of-way of Buck Creek Road from and including its intersection with Echo Road on the north and continuing south and to include Glacier Road, and all the right-of-way of Glacier Road from and including its intersection with Buck Creek Road on east and continuing west to the paved segment of Glacier Road. The subject matter of the public hearing will also include a proposed urban renewal plan, and the copy of which is on file for public inspection at the county auditor's office. The general scope of the proposed plan includes increasing the tax base and promoting economic growth in Cass County by encouraging commercial, industrial, and agribusiness development. It authorizes certain initial urban renewal projects to be undertaken in the urban renewal area and consisting of providing tax increment financing support to Elite Octane LLC, and that is, of course, is in connection with the planning, design, and construction of an ethanol plant. Also, the use of tax increment financing to pay the cost of constructing certain road and gray water sewer system improvements that are necessary for the development of the ethanol plant. At the hearing on the 18th, any interested person may file written objections or comments and may be heard orally with respect to the subject matter of the hearing. All officials of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency have sent out mailings to Atlantic residents advising the EPA's Region 7 office in Lenexa, Kansas, will hold a public availability session on Tuesday, January 24th at the AMU building from 6 until 7:30 p.m. The session will provide updates on efforts to mitigate PCE contamination from a former dry cleaning business site near 7th and Plum Streets and the PCE site on Chestnut Street. The EPA says it has assessed the ability of the public to access site information through an internet-based repository and has determined the local community has the ability to do so. Additional site information is available online for anyone with an internet connection as well as at the Atlantic Public Library. You can visit the site, the link to which is under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. As a former, a little bit of background information on it, the former dry cleaning facility and an Iowa DOT laboratory facility no longer exist at the location at 1205 East 7th Street. The EPA has said in the past municipal drinking water wells were impacted due to the groundwater contamination associated with the former dry cleaner, and we should note that those wells have been closed, so they are not affecting your water supply. The groundwater contaminants of concern were identified to be volatile organic compounds, including tetrachloroethylene and its degradation products, including trichloroethylene and dichloroethylene. The site was proposed for the National Priorities List in September of 2015 for cleanup and was officially listed on the NPL in April of 2016. Now, the EPA is to conduct in-situ thermal remediation to treat the PCA contamination at the source area. A thermal remediation, that is tentatively planned to begin this year. The EPA is also planning to install a groundwater extraction and treatment system, which will prevent the PCE contamination from impacting any additional municipal wells. The groundwater extraction and treatment system construction is tentatively planned to begin mid this year. And that is a check of our news this morning on KJAN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.